Hey, Chris here from today. So younger employees are feeling more and more detached from the work that they're doing. And in the US, disengaged workers account for $1.9 trillion in lost productivity. So that is quite a big deal. And I would say that irrespective of the economic argument, the fact that so many people don't really connect to what they're doing for most of the time, i.e. their jobs, is a pretty sad state of affairs. And I think it's important to get behind what's going on here. So I really encourage you to have a look at our blog where we delve into this in a little bit more detail and offer our guidance. But right now, I want to have a look at just one sort of example of how care impacts high performance. So as a business, we are called in a lot to work with teams to upskill them in so many different areas. It could be directly in relation to communication, leadership, collaboration, creativity, giving feedback, so many different areas and totally connected areas. And what we find time and again is that the skill level and the technique of the team is not what's missing. What's missing is the requisite level of care. And to be clear, that doesn't mean that we work with people that couldn't care less and that they're negligent and don't care about anything that they do. Not at all. We work with really great people that have the right intentions and care about doing a good job. But the extent to which they truly care and connect to the people around them and connect to the work that they're doing, what they're looking to achieve together, isn't high enough. So it's really important for teams to spend time with each other, to build up that trust and understanding, to work out each other's needs and wants, how you want to work together. We've done a lot of work with teams to build up what we call a constitution of behaviors and values, which acts as a line in the sand to hold each other accountable. And on top of that, with that level of understanding and care for each other, you also need to be really clear about what you're looking to achieve together and to connect to that, to understand also how that fits into the bigger picture for the business. When you don't have those things, when that level of care isn't high enough, then that crunchy conversation or that need to give a little bit of difficult feedback, that need to push yourself out of the comfort zone or go the extra mile seems that bit less appealing. Because in the back of the mind, you always have that question, but why though? What for? Why rock the boat? Like, things are going okay. We can just carry on doing as we were. And I avoid the short-term pain of maybe, for example, having that difficult conversation. So care, so important. It's beyond skills and technique. And what care does within an organization is it ensures that every conversation and action that you take is warmed up with the right intent. So I really encourage you, as I mentioned before, to have a look at our blog on this, where we give our guidance. If you've got 5 minutes, please take them to fill in intent. Our organizational performance tool doesn't take long at all, and it gives you some really great insight about the care level in your organization right away. And right now, I'd like to ask you what you do to, number one, stay connected to the work that you do every day, connected to the people around you, and how do you maintain that high level of care within your organization? Thank you so much for listening. We would love to carry on the conversation. So whether you agreed, disagreed, felt apathetic, thought I was talking an absolute load of rubbish, we still want to hear from you. So you can reach out to me either on LinkedIn or email me at chris@fromtoday.com. Please follow and subscribe for more of these where we deconstruct the current trends and offer our insight. Thank you.